You guys are just multiplying. What's happening? So here's the thing, Kith. There's two rules. One is really try to be, I have a little thing I want to teach you, all right? And then I'm going to pray for you, all right? I'm not going to make you do anything, but I'm going to ask you some questions. And so you know how this works. You're all in school. If you want to answer the question, raise your hand, and I'll call on you, all right? Don't just blurt it out, because then we'll lose all control, all right? And it'll be fun for you, but not for anyone else, all right? And so just try to be still and listen, because I'm actually a little bit nervous. I don't ever get nervous when I talk to them. But I'm nervous because I actually think what I'm going to tell you this morning is so important that if you understand what I'm saying, then it'll actually make you have a good life. And not just a good life, but actually the right life, the kind of life that God wants you to have, all right? And if you don't get what I'm saying, then it's going to make life really hard for you. So it's kind of a big deal. So I'm a little nervous, all right? So that should make you feel important, because I don't get nervous with them, the grown-ups, all right? This is really a big deal. So I want you to try to listen and hear what God is saying to you, all right? The grown-ups, for a few weeks, have been going through the book of Ephesians in the Bible, all right? And I don't know if you know this, but there is a verse in there that is only for kids. It's not for grown-ups. There's actually a Bible verse that is only for little kids. It's written special just for little kids. And it wouldn't make any sense for me to try to teach the grown-ups a verse that's for the little kids, would it? That would be kind of silly. So this one's special for you. And I'm going to read it to you in just a second, all right? But first I have some questions, okay? First question is, how much does God know? Wow, lots of hands. Sam, a lot. Is there anything that God does not know? Colton, there's nothing God doesn't know, nothing at all. Okay, well, who made the world?
God.
Yes, you're right. I pointed at him. He got. That's right. So God made the world. Who made you?
God.
God, yes. That's right. So, last question. Well, not the last question, because I'll probably think of more. Does God ever make mistakes? Owen?
No
mistakes. So God made the world. He knows everything. There's nothing he doesn't know. And he never makes mistakes, right? That's pretty crazy. So if he did all these things, do you think God might be in charge of everything?
Yes.
Yes. He's got the hand. That's awesome. So God's in charge of everything, right? And he knows everything. So it's pretty good that he's in charge, right? Because he knows everything. He's not going to make mistakes. And we want somebody in charge that's never going to make a mistake, right? You can nod just for that one. Yeah. All right. So how do we know what God thinks about things? Alora. Actually, we do know. How do we know? Eliana. He tells us, but how does he tell us? In our prayers, what else? In the Bible, right. So if we want to know what God thinks, because God's pretty important, and we read the Bible, right? All right. Where's my Bible? It's underneath Julie right there. I'm not reaching for it. I'm going to read you this Bible verse. And remember, this is just for kids. I mean, your parents can listen, and they can maybe even get something out of this. But it's not for them. It's for you, all right? This is Ephesians 6. Listen to what it says. It says, children, that's you, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land, all right? So let me ask you another question. What does it mean to obey? Who can tell me?
Me.
Go ahead. It's all right. I just love the enthusiasm. All right. Who else? Somebody who hasn't gone yet. Anyone? Matthew, what does it mean to obey? Well, answer the question first. No rabbit trails. I'm shutting down the rabbit trail. Who wants to answer the question? Who does it mean to obey? Alora?
It means to, like, when your parents tell you to do something, you do it too.
Right. It means you just, that's pretty good, isn't it? Just to do what you're told to do, right? Is that easy or hard? Who, raise your hand if you think it's really hard to obey. I think it's hard. I'm raising my hand. Because sometimes you're told to do stuff you don't want to do, right? It's easy if your mom and dad say, hey, go eat some candy. You're like, I'll obey that. But what if your parents say you can't have any candy? All right. It's not easy, is it? So, but this is why it's important, all right? This verse is just for you, so it's kind of a big deal. There's not any other verses in the Bible that are just for kids. That's the only one that I know of, and I thought hard about it, all right? So let's talk about what this means. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, right? This means that you obey your parents because obeying your parents is like obeying God. Let me give you an example. Everybody know who Owen is, my son? Owen is the youngest kid in our house, right?
Yeah.
Well, one time, actually this has happened lots of times, it was dinner time, and I told Owen, do you guys know who Caitlin is?
Yeah.
Right? She's back there, everybody can look at her and embarrass her. Caitlin is 14. That's like being 50 almost.
I mean 15.
Right? She's 14. She's my oldest. One day, I sent Owen, the youngest, to go get Caitlin and tell Caitlin to come down for dinner. It was dinner time. Caitlin doesn't like to leave her room. And so I sent Owen. And you know what? Let me ask you a question. Did Caitlin have to come down for dinner? She did. But Owen's not in charge. Why did she have to come down for dinner? Because I told her to, right? I told Owen to go get Caitlin, and Caitlin had to obey Owen. Why? Because I said so, right? So Owen was just doing what I told him to do. That's what your parents are like. When your parents tell you something to do, like you can't have any candy, it's not. It's there. You have to obey them because God put them in charge. It's like obeying God. So when you obey your parents, you're also obeying God. Isn't that pretty crazy? That makes it pretty serious, doesn't it? Because who's in charge of everything? Right? Does God make mistakes? No. And he made everything. He's in charge of everything, and he's perfect. Right? That's like the right answer to everything. God. All right, so it says, obey your parents, for this is right, okay? It also says, honor your father and mother. That word honor is kind of a tough word. Anybody know what that means by chance? I can tell you. What do you think? Yes. Very close to the word obey, but it also means to like respect. So this means, have you ever obeyed your parents and then went, okay. Yeah. So you obeyed, you did what they said, like you say, hey, take out the trash, and you're like, okay, I'll do it. And then you do it, but you do it with a bad attitude, right? That's also in the verse. It says you have to respect your parents. It means you can't roll your eyes at them. You can't go, you can't do it with a bad attitude. You have to actually treat them with respect. It means you can't yell at them. Did you know you can't yell at your parents? They can yell at you. Yes, they can. Thank you, Eliana, for the other illustration and that I had not planned for. Kids say the darndest things, you know. Right, so you have to not just do what they say, but you have to do it with the right heart and like actually think they know what they're talking about. Did you know that your parents know more than you?
Yeah.
Well, listen, when you get a little older,
they don't know what's in style.
Right, they don't know what's in style. They don't. But they actually know how to live in a way that's better than you because you're a little kid. Now, here's the thing. When you get a little older, like about 11, 12, maybe a little younger, you're going to start thinking, the devil's going to whisper in your ear and he's going to say, they don't know what they're talking about. Your mom, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Your dad, he's an old geezer. He doesn't know what it's like to be me. And you're going to start thinking, I know better than my parents. And you have to remember this verse, right? It says, obey and respect your parents, right? Now, here's the cool thing. All that sounds like really bad news if you're a kid, doesn't it? All this obeying and respecting, it's really hard. It's a hard job. No. But there's good news. That's the Rios's child. You've done something amazing with your child. There's a promise in here. Like, if you do this stuff, good stuff's going to happen to you. You want me to tell you what? What's going to happen? Look at this. It says that it may go well with you and you may live long in the land. That means that God is going to bless you just because you obeyed your parents. And you know what else? So he's going to give you a lot of good things and you're going to live a long time. Who wants to live a long time? I do. I'm shooting for 100 years old. Who wants to live to 100? I think it would be cool. Did you know that if you obey and honor and respect your parents, you're going to have a better life, but you're also going to live a long time? That's kind of awesome. Because who's in charge of how long you live? God is. And who's in charge of how much blessing you have in your life? God is. So when you obey your parents, who are you also obeying? Who can tell me? God. And what is God going to do for you when you obey him? Good things. Now, what do you think is going to happen if you don't obey your parents and don't respect your parents?
In trouble.
Yes. All right. Let me ask you a question. Do you know how when you get in trouble right now, you disobey your parents and your parents discipline you? What do you think it would be like when you grow up and you get out of the house and your parents aren't around to discipline you anymore? What do you think it'll be like when God disciplines you? It's pretty terrible. Trust me. I can tell you from my own personal experience. And so if you learn now to obey your parents, then when later you're going to actually have a better life. And you're going to know how to live in a way that makes sense, right? Okay. And I want to say something to the older kids who probably did not, who somehow weaseled out of coming down here. It's something I tell Caitlin all the time, that she really loves it when I say this to her. You can either treat your parents like a door or an obstacle. And this is true for you too, but I know the metaphor is going to get a little lost in the world. You can see your parents as somebody to get around, like, and you beg your parents, let me do this, let me do this, let me do this, let me do this, until they finally cave. That's not good. Because that means you've talked your parent into doing something that they don't think they should do for you. So whatever it is you got as a result of nagging your parents into letting you do that is not going to be good for you. Now, parents, you shouldn't do that. All right? But if you treat your parents like a door and you knock on the door and say, Mom, Dad, do you think this will be good for me? And they say yes, they open the door, right? And then you have a blessing. But if you knock on the door and they say no and they close the door, your job is to say, I'm going to accept that whatever it was I wanted, I shouldn't have it. All right? And that's a really hard lesson to learn because God's the same way. All right? So your parents are a door, not an obstacle. Don't treat them like something you got to get around in order to get what you want. Okay? All right. Can I pray for you guys? You've been so good, I'm amazed by you. Your parents are amazing that you sat here. I'm not even giving you credit. I'm giving your parents credit. I can give you credit too. It's all right. All right, so let's close our eyes and try to focus for just a minute. I'm going to pray for you. God, I just thank you so much for these kids. God, what a blessing they are to me and this church. And God, I pray right now that you would take this one verse. God, that obeying their parents and honoring their parents is the same as obeying you and honoring you. And when they do that, you're going to bless them. God, I pray that you would just take that one truth and plant it deep in their hearts right now. God, they would remember that you spoke to them and you told them this. And God, it would be something they'd carry with them the rest of their life, that they would have a proper relationship to authority for their whole life. God, they would never have to be disciplined by you. And so, God, I just pray right now that you would just seal them right now by your Spirit for their whole life. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, now you're going to go to Sunday school. Don't run, don't scream. Find your parents and go.